Blog Talk Radio.
Somewhere, got the blue sky. I don't think I'm reach my
Hey, hey everyone, welcome. This is Cynthia Fontaine and Transforming Your Life. I am so excited to be here today on this snowy New England day. It's so pretty out there, though it's rather blustery. I have my dad's dog for the weekend, well, a little extended weekend. He's here for one more day until Tuesday. And when I took him out this morning, I said, oh, it's a little chilly out here today and windy, so it's really a blustery day, and the snow is plastered all over the windows of my house because it's a little bit of a sticky snow, and it's blowing around so much, but I love it. I love the snow. I love the winter. I love all the seasons, actually, but winter is my favorite for sure. It really is my favorite. And if I used to say years ago that if I could live in New England for 7 months and Alaska for 5 months, that would be the perfect setup for me. What would be perfect for you? Do you know? Think about it. It's really interesting, too, when I was thinking about moving, well, when I knew I was going to move a couple of years ago, I had my astrocartography done, which is some astrologers do astrocartography, not all of them, but Maya White, who is out in California when she's not in India, is a great astrocartographer, as well as Kathy Pagano is a really super astrocartographer as well. And they are able to look at your birth chart, and then they use a particular system and chart, look at your chart to see where is the best place for you to live. And it really depends on, you know, what you want that stage of your life to look like. Like if you want work success, or if you want success in love or things like that, you'll want to live on, so each planet has a particular line that runs through the Earth. And it runs through the Earth based on your particular astrological chart, so your birth time and sign and date and all that. And so when they looked at mine, I'm actually on a really good line for me where I'm at. And so I said, well, then, you know, I had several choices where Savannah, Georgia was a really good place for me to be, and or the Boston area and New York area. And I decided Savannah, Georgia is not for me. Way too hot. I'm going to stay up north. So it was really interesting to see that I'm in the right place for me, which, you know, I have always felt that. I've always loved where I live. I really have always loved where I live. And I may not have always loved the house that I lived in, but I always love the area that I live in. And so vibrationally, feel that. So can you feel vibrationally when something is right for you? It's really a practice. It's a practice getting to know your inner self, your inner journey. And excuse me. Again, just 2 minutes before I was getting ready to come on the air, I started getting all stuffed up and all blocked up. And so, and when this happens, it's because there's somebody who's listening who is having some issues with that. I was fine up until 2 minutes ago. Now I'm starting to lose my voice. Oh my goodness, my voice is starting to get all clogged up and cracky. And very interesting, very interesting. Because one of my gifts is I get the feelings in my body of what's going on with the people around me, or the people that I'm working with or in tune with. And if you're listening to the show, I am in tune to your vibration. And so therefore, as I pick up physical things that are going on with people, whether they're in living form or in dead form, you know, I pick up things like if somebody had a heart attack, or if somebody couldn't speak towards the end of their life, whether they were intubated or had throat cancer or something, or all of that. And I pick up all those feelings in my body. And I'm able to do that because I have practiced being in tune with my own body. So I know what things feel like in my body. I know what my body feels like. And most people don't. You know, when was the last time you did a check-in with your body? If you haven't done one in a while or have never done one, you can do it right now. And so how you do that is you just take a couple of nice deep breaths with your feet flat on the floor, your hands in your lap. And as you're breathing in, feel your body. What does it feel like? Do you have pain anywhere? Are you feeling good? You know, what's your right toe feel like? Get really specific. What's your left ankle feel like? Is it tight? Is it loose? Is it sprained? Okay. And go body section by section and ask, oh, what are my shoulders feeling right now? Are they heavy, tight? Are you carrying the weight of the world? Are you a jaw clencher? check in with your body. And when you know what your body is feeling like, then if you are empathic or psychic, you will be able to recognize when something is not yours, but somebody else's. For empaths who are especially, just learning how to recognize between what is theirs and what is somebody else's, you can just ask. Say, for example, you suddenly get a headache and you're at a party. So you ask, is this my headache or is this someone else's headache? And you will get a knowing whether it's yours or whether it's someone else's. And if it's someone else's, you don't have to keep it. And once it's recognized, it often just goes away. It's a pretty neat thing how that works. And it makes me think of Colette Baron Reed always says, what is yours shall not go past you. So if it's your headache, it will stay. If it's not, it will leave. That's kind of a funny little twist on that. And when she says that, what she means is, if something is meant for you, it won't go past you. So if you're looking to buy a house and you don't get the house wasn't meant for you. If you are looking to get a new puppy and the puppy goes to someone else, the puppy wasn't meant for you. Another one will come, just like another house will come, and it'll be better. And also, it can be relationships. When a relationship comes to an end, say a blessing, because it could have been the best thing that ever happened to you. We don't always know in that moment. So when things are winding down or coming to a close, how do you deal with them and your emotions? Do you know what emotions you're having? That's what we're talking about today. We're coming to a close of my 30-day challenge, and I'm kind of sad. Day 28. Only 2 more days to go after today's show. And, I've said this in other shows leading up to this, that I wasn't sure how I was going to be on the air every day for 30 days. I thought, oh my goodness, how am I going to do this? And now it's become a habit, and I'm feeling sad that I'm not going to be here every day after Wednesday. Though I will still continue my show, but we'll be back to the once a week format, which I used to do, which I did, for over 2 years. And it's much more manageable for me, even though I kind of like being on the air every day. Once a week is definitely much more manageable for me because, I do all my own content and have to do my research and all of that sort of thing to prepare for the show. So I want to let you know while I'm thinking about it where you can find me when I'm off Blog Talk Radio, and that is my website, simple and easy, my name, CynthiaFontaine.com, CynthiaFontaine. And on my website, you will find the links for social media on there. So my Facebook page, which is Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Psychic Medium. And you can follow me on Twitter and join me on Pinterest. And sign up for my newsletter. I will be doing a newsletter. I hope to get to it this week after I finish my 30-day challenge on Wednesday. I will sit down and get my newsletter out. I have started one, but I was reading it last night and thinking, oh, well, I'm not in that place anymore when I was writing that newsletter a week ago. So that I can't finish that newsletter. I need to start a new one. And that's how life is, right? Because you're different than you were a week ago. I'm different than I was a week ago. The tricky thing is the mind makes you want to believe that everything is the same. Because the mind doesn't like change. The mind likes to trick you into thinking that you're okay, even if you're not, because it doesn't like change. looking at Colette Baron-Reed's energy forecast, universal energy forecast for the week, it's a great, looks like a great week. And the universal forecast is more like a weather report, not it's not used as a prediction tool, really. So it's things that you really, that you need to think about in your life. And this week is going along with the theme of really what I've been talking about for the last 28 days, and that's to clean things up. Identify what's not working in your life and do something differently. That's really what this challenge is all about. It's to go deep within, to figure out who is that you inside that's covered with all those layers of vows, that has those gremlins or goblins that, you know, challenge you every turn that you make. Why not turn them into adversaries and have them work with you and for you, instead of to continue to challenge you at every turn? Why not create a new vow? And if you've not heard me before and heard me talk about vows, a vow is something that Rhys Thomas, I won't say that he created, but he discovered, and he goes into depth of vows in his work and at his school, the Rhys Thomas Institute of Energy Medicine. And we make vows as we're growing up to always be or never to be. So, for example, you may have a vow that says, I will never be like my mother. And I made that vow myself because my mother, God bless her, God rest her soul, she was lost. She was really a lost angel on this earth. And my brothers, James and God bless him and God rest his soul also, had that same sort of vibration. Lost, although he had more energy than my mother did. But my mom was just beaten down by life. And it was how she perceived her life. See, because we have the choice in every moment to choose. And we have the choice in every moment to choose something different. And when we think about choices, a lot of us think about making the big choices in our life. You know, like choosing where you're going to live, choosing what job you're going to be in, choosing if you're going to have children and if you're not. But really, the most important choices are the small choices that seem insignificant that you make every day in your life. Choices about attitude and how you're going to, if you're going to be bitchy or not. Choices if you're going to be happy or not. And this week's universal forecast is all about being happy. There's a lot of happiness in this week's forecast. And so the first card that Colette picked was cleaning it up. And you can go on Colette's website and watch her video blog if you'd like. And it's, her website is ColetteBaronReed.com. So clean it up. Identify what isn't working for you and do something differently, despite the struggle in your mind, in your ego, that says, oh, no, can't do something differently. Things the same. And then the next card was exchanging gifts. So being on this journey, this is the time this week when your work, the work that you've been doing, the personal work to clean up your stuff, to find out who you really are, what makes you tick, what you want in your life, identifying your emotions, is going to start paying off this week. You're going to see the payoff. And I can't read my own writing. I used to have the most beautiful cursive handwriting, and now, because I'm always writing fast, trying to keep up, it's gotten really sloppy. So the next card that Colette chose was Happy, Happy. So choose happy. Enjoy this week. Know that the hard work that you've been doing is now going to produce happiness in your life. However, remember, only you can choose it. Because no matter how much hard work we do, we can say, oh, well, but there's so much more to do, you know, and let that weigh you down, or you can choose happy. And then the last card is Milk and Honey. And so even if the outward appearances of your life and the outward conditions of your life don't seem like they are what you want them to be, if you can make the commitment to continue to clean up your house, take a daily inventory. When I say clean your house, you know, it can be clean your physical house, because cleaning the house is a wonderful thing and it helps to shift the vibration. But this is really talking about more in depth of cleaning up your interior, cleaning up your mind, cleaning up your body, your diet. Because it's important to think about, what do you want to draw to you? Because if you are living in, you know, we'll say filth in your house and in your mind, there's no space for new energy to come in. Really take that in. There's no space for new energy to come in. One of my friends, Alexander Mazzoni, who has these beautiful bracelets and jewelry that he makes, his company is called Crystal Currents, posted this fabulous thing on Facebook about the Chinese New Year. And he spent last year in China, and he learned while he was there from a feng shui master that just before midnight on the Chinese New Year, you open all the doors and windows in your house and allow the fresh air to come in, no matter how cold it is outside. You open all the doors and windows of your house and allow the new energy of the new year to come in and re-energize your house and clean out all the old air in the house. And it's more than just the air being exchanged. It's the energy being exchanged. And it's to set the tone for the new year. And we are in the Chinese year of the monkey. And the monkey can be lots of fun. You know, you've seen monkeys play. And they can also be really tricky. So keep that in mind. Have fun this year. And if you are a monkey, this is your year. If you are a dragon in Chinese astrology, this is going to be a good year for you too. So there are a lot of there are always years that are going to be good for us, and there are years that are going to challenge us. Just the way it is, because it's the nature of life. And life is cyclical, not linear. Life goes in a cycle. So we're going up the spiral, we're coming down the spiral. And depending on where you are in your life, depends on where you are in the spiral. And so now the daily show of Transforming Your Life is coming down the spiral. It's winding down and coming to a close. How do you feel about that? Are you sad? Are you happy? Get in tune with your emotions. I'm feeling sad and happy at the same time. I'm sad because I really have gotten used to and like being with you guys every day. But yet I'm happy because I know I'm going to be able to do other things in the time that I would be on the air and that I would be preparing for the show. So winding down in any area of your life can be a challenge, whether it's you're winding down from a job, maybe you're going into retirement, or maybe you've gotten laid off and you've lost your job, or maybe you've gotten divorced and you had a business and your ex-spouse got the business. And how do you deal with that? Do you just try to suck it up and pull up your bootstraps and move on? Or do you allow yourself to go into the emotions and ask yourself, what am I feeling right now about this? What does this feel like? And so whether it's a job or it's a relationship coming to a close, or if it's even the end of a life, whether it's an animal friend who's been with you, a companion for years, or a mother, a father, a sister, child, knowing that they only have a limited time left. What emotions are you feeling around that? How are you going to deal with it? I went through a period of time a couple of years ago when I had gotten hurt at work, and my daughter went off to college, and I lost my 2 dogs, and then I also ended up getting retired. And this all happened in a period of 14 months. And in that 14 months, I sort of lost I lost my identity, because I was so invested in my daughter and, helping her with her experience of life and getting her off to a good start in her life as an adult, and being supportive through school and especially through high school to be sure that she was able to get into a good college. And then suddenly the work that I had been doing for 26 years also came to a close, where I had gotten injured. And then I didn't work for several months. And when I was able to go back to work, I could only work. Actually, I guess I was out of work for about 6 or 7 months. And then when I did go back, I could only work 3 hours a day. And then 5 months later, I was retired, because I was waiting for retirement at that point. And it took 2 years for my retirement to happen. I worked for the government, and they kept losing my paperwork, which happens all the time. I have a friend who works for a different branch of the government who's been trying to get retired, and same thing, they keep losing the paperwork, and they keep having to resubmit the paperwork. But also during that period of time, like I said, I lost my 2 dogs. They both got very ill with cancer, and I had to put them to sleep, and I was struggling. I was really struggling. And I have to say that I was not doing a daily practice at that time. And I think my daily practice at the time was just trying to get out of bed and survive, because I was really injured. I had taken a bad fall, and I had torn my shoulder, I injured my back and my hip, and it took a long time to recover from that, and a lot of physical therapy. And I really felt like I lost my identity. I had been out there delivering messages and interacting with my customers for 26 years, and I felt like the people who I, saw. And I didn't see all of them every day, but I felt like that they were like my family. And all of a sudden, my family completely vanished all at once. Because, like I said, my daughter went off to college and lived at school. And so the first dog I lost in July. My daughter left in August, October. And then I lost the second dog in February. And then I went back to work just for a couple of hours a day at the end of April. And it really wasn't until after I lost the second dog in February where I said, oh my God, I'm really, really struggling. I need to do something differently. I need to do something to get me out of this terrible mind frame I'm in, out of this woe is me that my falling apart. And so it was surfing Facebook one night, and I kept seeing this post over and over again about this mother dog who desperately needed a foster home. Otherwise, they were going to euthanize her. And she had 8-9 puppies who were only a few days old. And so she was in a high-kill shelter down south, and I kept seeing this post over and over again, and something all of a sudden happened, and I found myself typing, I'll do it, I'll take them, I'll foster them, I'll take all of them. And a couple of days later, I was down in Connecticut picking them up, and it was the most wonderful experience. I really had so much fun fostering the mom and the 9 puppies. The mom was a little bit challenging. She didn't really have good indoor skills. She wasn't house trained, and so it was, you know, a constant catching up with her, cleaning up. And you know, the first couple of weeks wasn't bad because when the puppies weren't mobile, she was with the puppies a lot. And then once the puppies got a little mobile, she didn't want to be hanging around in the area that I had set up for them. I actually took my living room and I split it in two. And I was, I gave the dog, her name was Gypsy, and her puppies half of my living room. So I moved all the furniture to one side of the room, and then I set a gate, this big, long, you can make it into a playpen for dogs, or you can reconfigure it. And so I stretched it out, and it was really big, and it went across my living room. And I put them in their own section. But, oh my goodness, Gypsy was an escape artist. She would find a way to get out of that area once the puppies got mobile because she didn't want to be in there 24 hours a day anymore, which would have been fine, except I would put her out to go to the bathroom, and then she would come in and do her business in the house, which that was not fine. So that was a struggle with Gypsy. And but anyway, having the puppies was a great thing. And when you think about puppies, they have so much energy and life in them, right? So vibrant and fun. And they just, you know, once they get mobile and they're on their feet, they just play. They eat, they play. They eat, they play. They're great examples for how we can be in our lives. Because if you can approach life as play, even as things are winding down, it's a beautiful thing. It's really a beautiful thing. It's really so important, though, to be in touch with your inner dialogue and with your emotional state. And though it took me those several months of in that state of really feeling the loss that was all around me, at one point, like I said, I decided I had to do something different. I had to shift the energy and change my state of mind. And I did that by fostering the mom, Pitbull. She was a Pitbull, full Pitbull, and her 9 puppies. And it was a beautiful thing. It really was a beautiful thing. So what can you do to shift your emotional state? There is always a time when it's important to go within. It's important to allow the winding down in your life. It's important to sit with those emotions of loss. It is equally important, however, not to stay there forever. It's equally important to recognize that it's time to get out and to do something differently. It's time to clean house. It's time to get that energy exchanged. Open all the doors and windows. So, you know, last night was the Chinese New Year. So today is the day of the Chinese New Year. So if you didn't open all your doors and windows last night to exchange the energy, I encourage you to do it today because the vibration of the Chinese New Year is here today, this day. It's always a good thing to do anyway. My grandmother and my mother in the wintertime would frequently open all the doors and windows in the house. And they would say exactly that. We need to get fresh air and change the energy in here. I didn't realize that, you know, what they were doing was more than just getting the germs out. You know, we had 5 kids. In the wintertime, there was always somebody sick. But they were actually getting the old energy out and welcoming in the new energy into the home. So can you do that in your life? Can you, what your outside conditions look like? Can you invite a new energy in? Can you be happy and feel joy in your life? Despite the outside appearances, this is a perfect opportunity and timing for you to have your wishes and your dreams come true. Really take that in. This is a perfect opportunity for you to have your wishes and your dreams come true. But it takes hard work and it takes commitment to know what we want, to figure out what we want. And to figure that out never comes from a place in your mind. The mind is a tricky thing. And like the monkey, it will be silly and play tricks on you. The key is go into the feeling of things and the feeling of your life. If something feels good, you know it. If something feels bad, you know it. Right? And it's interesting because I had a little Super Bowl party here yesterday. It was the Super Bowl Denver and the Panthers. And I always do a game prediction, and I did pick Denver. And so it was funny because after the halftime show, only really one person ended up watching the rest of the game. Everybody else was sort of chatting and in the kitchen eating and whatever. And by the last 10 minutes or so of the game, even my friend Larry, who fell asleep. So there were some awesome plays in the game. And, you know, I can appreciate, no matter what team is playing, though of course I am a diehard New England Patriots fan, being from New England. And, you know, we had such a fabulous team this year, and then we just had so many injuries leading up to the playoffs that it was sad. But, you know, Peyton Manning deserved his time to shine. And I wanted to talk a little bit about that today, because if you watch the game, you'll know and understand what I'm talking about. And if you didn't, I encourage you to watch the interview with Peyton Manning at the after the game. Because we all know, or, you know, if you have listened to the news or into football at all, we all know that Peyton Manning was retiring. This is his last year. But when they asked him that question, he answered with such integrity, not wanting to take away the energy and the excitement and the value from his team for the Super Bowl win. And he answered in a way where he said, right now, what I'm focused on is enjoying the victory, enjoying the celebration, enjoying my family. And we're going to go out and celebrate with the team. And said nothing about his pending retirement and that game being the last time he'll walk on a football field. Super high integrity. Do you handle your life in an integrous way like that? Can you let somebody else shine for a while? And I know we're talking about winding down today, but I just felt that that was so brilliant and so well handled that I wanted to touch on that today. How do you handle the big things in your life, whether it's the wins or the losses? Do you go between your run off with your tail between your legs in the losses? Do you withdraw with retreat when things are winding down? Sometimes it's just what you need, recognizing when to come back out into the real world is important as well. It's really important as well. So what would it feel like if you just enjoyed your life right where it is right now? And you may be listening saying, oh my God, my life is horrible. It's not what I want it to be. I'm over my head in bills. I'm not in the relationship that I want. My kids don't speak to me. How can I have any joy in my life? I encourage you to know that you can find something to be joyful about. Even if it's the coffee that you're drinking in the morning, if you drink coffee. Coffee, like it's the first one you've ever had. Like it's the last one that you'll ever have. Enjoy every mouthful, the deliciousness of it. I love my coffee. I don't drink a lot of it, but I do love my cup of coffee in the morning. And I like good coffee. I like coffee that's strong, where you put the spoon in it and it almost stands up. And if I don't have a good cup of coffee in the morning, I'm not happy about that. I have to say, my friends are really funny. They say there's only one thing that they can say that I'm a bitch about, and that is coffee. They call me a coffee bitch. And I can own that, because I am really fussy about my coffee. I can let a lot of other things go, but not my coffee in the morning. Don't mess with my coffee. As I'm taking a drink there. This week, expect happiness. But you're the only one who can be happy and be joyous, no matter what your outside appearances look like. And that can be physical appearances, can be what your life looks like right now. there is something to find joy and to find happiness about in your life. Every single one of us. And when you can find that one piece, it opens up the opportunity for more pieces, more recognition to come. Because when you are in the vibration of joy, you're going to be able to see more things to be joyous about, to be happy about, just the way it is. It's just the way it is. So even as things are winding down, you can be happy. You know, I've had times in my life where relationships have come to an end and I was, you know, devastated, heartbroken. And that's part of life as well. What I've come to learn, though, is as much as I wanted those relationships to work, I couldn't see the whole picture of the future and what those relationships would look like 5 or 10 years down the road. You know, even though I'm a psychic, it's very hard to be psychic in your own life, to see your own future, to do your own future predictions, because we want things to work out a certain way. So it's too tricky. You can't do it yourself. And though they didn't work out, now looking back, I am so thankful that those relationships came to an end. So as hard as it was with their winding down and those relationships coming to an end, it turned out to be the biggest blessing that could have happened for me. I learned just a couple of years ago, this one relationship, after I'd gotten divorced, I was seeing one of my best friend's brothers, and I was so in love with him. And some things happened that were not cool, and I decided that, you know, we needed to separate, and we did. And then we got back together for a short time. But things were never the same as the first time around. And he ended up seeing someone else while we were together and actually took with her for a weekend without, you know, and I kept asking him, are you seeing this girl? Are you, it seems like you really like her. And he kept denying it, denying it, denying it. And then he went off for a weekend with her, which I was going to go and spend the weekend with him at this motorcycle event. And he was like, no, 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 it's okay. Don't drive all the way up, blah, blah, blah. And as it turns out, it was because he was spending the weekend with her. And I happened to see the both of them ride by my house on the motorcycle when they came back. I, you know, divine providence, right? I just happen to be outside in the yard, and all of a sudden, I see him go by first on the motorcycle, and then I see her go by next on the motorcycle because he lived a few blocks from me. And I thought, oh my God, right? So, of course, I get in my car, and I go over there. Well, she hightails it out of there pretty quick. And then, you know, I get into it with Paul. And I was heartbroken, you know, more so because he lied, but because I really did love the guy. But a few years ago, I was at this singles event being wingman for someone that I know. And while she was, you know, talking with the single men that were available, I wasn't really interested at that point in my life. I had just started seeing Dave maybe a couple of weeks before that, and I wasn't interested, but I said, okay, I'll go, I'll be your wingman. So I was sitting at the bar talking to this couple, and all of a sudden the guy starts, you know, we're chatting, what do you do, what do you like, what do you blah, 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 and somehow the subject comes up about riding motorcycles. And he says, oh, yeah, I belong to this motorcycle club, the Rhode Island Airheads. And I went, what? That's weird. Now, this guy was from Cape Cod. And Paul belonged to this motorcycle club. And so I, over the couple of years that we dated for like almost 3 years. I did a lot of events with the club. I went on a lot of motorcycle rides and meetings and Christmas parties and things like that. And I said, oh my God, I used to hang out at that club because I dated somebody that belonged to the club. And as it turned out, he was best friends with Paul. And he starts asking me these questions that I didn't expect. Well, what was it like when you dated him? And I'm like, well, it was great, honestly, you know. And then I said, you know, we had a lot of fun together. But then he said, well, did you ever have arguments with him? And I said, no, actually, we never did fight. And he said, and he kept pressuring and going, you know, asking more questions and deeper. And he asked, did you ever see him lose his temper or get angry? And I said, well, you know, there was only one time. And it was with my daughter, who at the time was about 8 years old. And that event actually led me to break up with him. And so to sort of make a long story short, he married the girl, the woman that he had spent that weekend with on the motorcycle. And they've been married for quite a few years now. Apparently, he has a real anger issue and a real temper. And the house is very violent. Luckily, they don't have any children, but it's a very violent and volatile situation. So I had a little glimpse, a little tiny glimpse into that. And that was enough, thankfully. That was enough. But I was still heartbroken. And, you know, even though we separated after that, we did get back together for a period of time. And, but I only saw him without the kids. He didn't come to the house when the kids were home. So it was very different. I just couldn't be all in mentally. But I did still love the guy. But now I thank the stars, the gods, the heavens, whoever, that situation came to a close. It came to the winding down. Because that could be me in that position, in that volatile, hostile household now. And that's not what I want in my life. So keep in mind, in every winding down, in everything that comes to a close, whether it's my radio show ending the daily broadcast and going to a weekly broadcast, whether it's a job shift, whether it's your children going out on their own, or a passing of a loved one or a relationship coming to a close, there is always some blessing. And there's two questions I like to ask, and this comes from Reese Thomas. And that is, how is this the best thing that ever happened to you? And how is it the worst thing that ever happened to you? So how was that the worst thing that ever happened to me? Well, it broke my heart. How is it the best thing that ever happened to me? It gave me the opportunity to know that I could love that deeply. And at the same time, it expanded my heart. See, because there's always the duality. There's always the balance. So even in the most difficult situation, in the winding down and the things coming to a close, there's always a blessing and a curse. There's always the worst thing that it could be, and there's always the best thing that it could be. Always. Sometimes you really have to search deep, but you search and I guarantee you will find the blessing and the curse, or you will find the best and the worst in that situation. And as we come to a winding down and a close, we are about out of time here again. Oh my goodness. I'm feeling a little sad. Two more shows to go. I really like being on the air with you guys every day. And I'm toying around with considering continuing, but honestly, the time commitment just is really just too much. So I just want to thank you all for tuning in, whether you listen live or to the replay, because energetically, the vibration is tuned in to stay as high and to actually increase with every listen that you guys, every time you guys listen. So I want to thank you all to my loyal fans and listeners who tune in. And I hope that I've been able to share and offer something of benefit to you. Check out my website, CynthiaFontaine.com, and like my Facebook page. Oh, and check out my line of all-natural bath and body products, Alchemy of the Earth. They are spectacular, not just because they're mine, but because the quality is super fabulous. High quality products and all natural, no chemicals, nothing synthetic or fake. Check it out. I love you guys all very much. Have a blessed and wonderful day wherever you are.
Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away. Now I'm knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky free flowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chest. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. This champagne shore washing over me. It's a sweet, sweet life. See, one day you could be as lost as me. Change your geography. Maybe you might be. In the water somewhere, got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Come on in the water tonight, lock yourself a little slide. Grab a backpack and light, you never know until you try. When you lose yourself, you find the key to paradise.
Hallelujah.